Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, do you know where the Edge Creek Trail neighborhood in Irondequoit is? Edge Creek Trail neighborhood. Because there was basically an action movie yesterday. If you've ever seen Fast and the Furious or Gone in 60 Seconds or...
Of course I have.
Anything like that. Listen to this. Several houses were burglarized and half a dozen cars were stolen from an Irondequoit neighborhood yesterday, according to the Irondequoit Police Department. They were called to the neighborhoods in the area of Norton Street and Route 590. We all know where that is, 590.
Yep.
Where they discovered that numerous burglaries were committed in, again, the Edge Creek Trail neighborhood.
It's not a big neighborhood. It's like... just like a U. It's like a little horseshoe.
This wasn't like six cars over 3 months. This is all at once. Bam! They cleared out the parking lot. Several items were stolen from multiple homes and half a dozen vehicles stolen. The preliminary investigation reveals that the same group of five individuals had been caught on security camera footage. One of the stolen vehicles was recovered by members of the Rochester Police Department, and officials say that a person of interest has been detained. This is a Edge Creek Trail resident who didn't want to be on camera, but Christian Garzon over at Rochester First Channel 8 had a conversation with him about what is going on and what he saw, because he apparently said he saw this happen as it was happening.
I heard arguing. Then for like a couple of minutes, then they all just hopped in their car and hauled tail. And that was all I saw. I didn't know what was going on, but. Like I said, I just heard people arguing. I saw five cars just leave.
What the heck? So they look like apartment complexes, correct?
Yeah, there's a woman there named Shelly Fritz. She's a school bus driver. Shout out to Shelly. We love our school bus drivers
do.
who listen to the B. She lives in that complex, and she feels the opportunists from the city are bleeding into the suburbs. She said she's been there 15 years now, and she's seen a big turnaround. And it's usually pretty quiet there, but having six cars disappear all at once.
At the same time.
And, I mean, that is like an orchestrated...
absolutely.
I know it's kind of making it, you know, silly and trivializing it, because, you know, it's got to be scary to see that happen or have it happen to you, but it reminds me of like an action movie.
Yeah.
We're going to go boost all these cars at the same time.
Yeah, and take them out of... So, see, if it were a neighborhood of homes... there would have been Ring cameras. There's a really good chance, right?
Yeah,
so
most likely.
So I'm wondering what kind of security video there was in this apartment complex so they can get these before they hit up another neighborhood.
You know, yeah, I guess so, but...
And what are they doing with all these cars?
It was a very smart move on the criminal's part.
Because, for what?
Because everybody lives, you know... People who live in complexes and stuff may not know everybody who lives in the complex. Like, you know, a couple of, you know, your direct neighbors.
Absolutely.
You know probably what they drive. If you were on a game show, they blindfolded you. You might go, Sally over at 442 drives a red minivan. And then
like they
Jim
tell
drives
me,
a pickup truck.
They tell me when they're out of town, keep an eye on my house. This is when we're gone. This is when we'll be back.
That might not happen. Like, I didn't know what everybody drove when I lived over here at Buckingham Commons right by Frontier Field. I kind of knew a couple.
Right.
Whose car was, that's that guy's car.
But you wouldn't know.
I didn't really know their names or what, but I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know if a couple were gone.
Oh my gosh.
So
people are right here at the text line 222-WBEE. It's because there's no real consequences for these criminals. And stuff stolen, you just probably won't get it back. You won't get your money. I had someone break into my house, run my door, steal my stuff, and I never got it back.
Oh, wow.
So, and when they do get caught, what? An appearance ticket?
You have any? You ever have anybody take your car or go through it or anything like that? I came home to the apartment that I used to live in downtown Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Buckingham Commons. It's the building where you, if you go to a Red Wings game and you look in right field, people are watching on the roof. It's that building. Caught on fire like 7-8 years ago. The roof, and they rebuilt it and stuff like that. You might be familiar with it. Came home and my door was unlocked to my car, and it's an interesting feeling because you get closer to the car, you thought you locked it, you open it up because it was in a parking lot. It was in a gated parking lot that the gates actually are open during the day, and then at 5 o'clock they close and you need a little garage clicker to get in. But it was during the day. I opened it up and I saw my paperwork all over the place, meaning the registration, the owner's manual, stuff like that. And the center console was open, and all the change was missing.
Right.
And luckily, I don't keep much in the car. You know, no valuables. You know, no expensive sunglasses.
Right. That's what they were looking for.
Yeah, I had my phone and all that, but all the change was gone. It's just it's a weird feeling. It's a really, really weird feeling. Cause
violated?
You got got. You got got. And that's just I don't know. It feels like you feel stupid. You really do. I did. I felt so stupid for some reason.
Did you leave it unlocked?
I must have hit it not enough or hit the wrong button, or it happens once in a while. You know, you go out, you're like, wait, I thought I locked this car, this truck. Why is the little button open or the little, lock lifted instead of recessed?
And my family picks on me because I lock the place up like Fort Knox and all the vehicles. Like, my son will leave a book bag in the car and he's like, is the car unlocked? I go, who are you talking to? Of course it's not unlocked. I never leave anything unlocked. And it's just like habit to where my kids will get off the bus and the house is locked. I'm like, wait a minute. It's such a habit to lock the door behind me.
Yeah.
We're home and I don't leave it unlocked.
At night, we have all the spare keys on the top of my dresser in the bedroom, and I go through them all. Not that we have a Jay Leno collection of cars or anything, but I have my side hustle work truck. I have my regular pickup, and Meredith has a car, so we have three.
Go beep beep.
So I go. It goes boop 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 boop. You know, the different vehicles, the different makes and models, but I make sure I hear it out the window, and I lock it every night.
Oh man, they have folks who have had cars broken into. This person says from 1141, my car was stolen from U of R's secure parking lot. Eventually, it was recovered at MCC several days later.
Whoa. From college to college? Someone was just trying to get an education, I think, by stealing your car. No, I'm just joking. My mom had two vehicles stolen earlier this year. This is a text from 3018. First one was recovered, but had so much damage. I heard these individuals are going to get cars and racing to see who gets to the destination first. If that's true or not, I don't know, but the second vehicle was also found, and my mom was never contacted, and she got a bill for it being in the pound. So it was stolen, and she got a bill.
Because they towed it.
Oh, my God.
It was impounded. She did not have to pay that bill, and if caught, they only have an appearance ticket.
People are chiming in about how they see people steal from stores. Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. It's insane. They just load up a cart and go.
This texter said last week, I believe, it was over 30 cars that got hit in one night.
Wow. 30?
Yeah. You can't. See.
Eventually, someone's going to be out there defending themselves. And this is where we get situations like remember the guy who got killed from a carjacking last year?
Yeah.
He's been all over the news, and the guy was just trying to defend his property and unfortunately lost that battle.
That was right in front of the airport.
Anywhere.
And they were trying to carjack him, and he was refusing, and that's when he got killed.
Yeah, this stuff is going to, 30 cars in a week. This is we're just playing against statistics here. It's crazy.
It is. And, people think that the zip code they live in is safe because they've been there forever, And I just went over this with my mama because she's used to living in the Southern Tier where she never locked anything. And I am like, you have to lock your cars.
Oh, yeah.
Lock your cars. I will. And I'm like, they're unlocked. Lock your cars.
And that might not even be enough.
No. Had my first deer dart out in front of me.
No.
Last night when I was driving, the back way from RIT to Chi-Lai, which, yes, is a heavy wooded area, but it doesn't just happen there. I've lost two vehicles to deer collisions during this time of year. It is deer season. We know that when bow season opens up this weekend, that's kind of the beginning of rut. The colder it gets, the more in rut these deers are going to get.
What does that mean in rut for somebody who doesn't?
Well, they're looking for a little something. You know what I mean?
Okay, like a...
Yes. Yeah. And they will stop at nothing to get it. Their necks swell, and they chase the doe no matter if there's cars.
Swell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you can see their necks swell.
Oh, their neck.
That's how... Yeah.
Got it.
So because... 'Tis the season. It's so hard for me not to swerve. And they tell you multiple times, obviously, because you could hurt yourself even worse or someone else, God forbid. But what's your first instinct? A deer comes in front of you, and the way it's running, you want to swerve. And I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get back to the way of thinking of, I got to watch for deer every time I drive. And keep my wheel straight and just touch the brakes.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at that. But if I had to pick, I wouldn't know which side to turn to if I had to hit it. It's butt side or it's head side? Mm. Like, it's got to be better to hit it in the butt, right?
It doesn't matter.
If you had to pick one of those?
Instinctually, I'm trying to miss it altogether.
My ancestors above, please watch over me and never... put me in that situation because, oh God, horrible, horrible.
I've had one run into the side of my car.
Okay.
Like just right, it came off a hill. And so it didn't even jump in front of me. I didn't even know what, I thought a rock or something had hit the side of my car. And that dingling ran right into the side of my car. So they're 10 types of stupid when they're in rut. And obviously it's not quite cold enough yet. It's not fully happening, but it is... the beginning of them running.
Here's a perfect tip for you if you're leaving the house just now to go to work. It's deer season, right? We're at the beginning of bow season.
Beginning of fall breeding season.
Gotcha. I wanted to make sure we got it right there. Right. This person says it perfectly. I used to wait till I got to 490 to sip my coffee because that's how fast it happens. When deer run out, like if you're leaving a track or a neighborhood or apartment complex before you get onto 495, 93, 90, or the 90. It sounds crazy, but wait until you get to the highway before you have your first sip of coffee.
But I get it. Like, how many times have I driven and I'm like, I am so exhausted, but you got to go. You still got to go somewhere. And this is always an annoying time of year for me because my head is on a... I'm constantly, first of all... we got to slow down. And dusk and dawn, that's typically the times when there's low visibility. Those are the times that it's a little tough to see, sometimes with the fog. This person says they actually had two deer run in front of their motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And they had to lay the bike down, he and his wife.
Oh.
And thankfully, they just got bad road rash. But thank God they were dressed in full leather. Head to toe, but it's sad to be very scary.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I drive a big vehicle. But I've had, every time I hit a deer, unfortunately, it's happened two or three times to me because I drive several back roads. It set my airbags off, which... totally destroys the car, you know?
Yeah, it's over after that.
It's beyond collision repair. All my airbags are deployed.
How far past where you saw a deer do you warn people that you saw a deer? You know how you flash the headlights? Do you ever do that?
I never do that.
What?
Okay, the whole thing with flashing headlights, I never know what I'm signaling. Like when someone flashes me, I'm like, what does this mean?
Slow down. Some people might do it because there's a cop car parked for a speed trap.
Oh, speed trap. There's a cop.
I go nuts on the headlights. It's like a rave from 1999.
Why?
Because I want to let people know that something, maybe you can't tell them what, but something to look out for.
I guess I don't feel, I don't know. Like, it's your responsibility to warn everyone what's ahead. You know? What?
Well, why wouldn't you tell people if there's danger ahead?
The only time I flash my lights is... if we're at a four-way stop, and I'm like, okay, you go. That's the only time I hit.
Shame on you.
Brighter lights.
Shame. You okay. Tell our texters, listeners, 585-222-9233.
If I'm flashing people, they don't know what I'm flashing them for.
To show them danger. If someone flashes me, I slow down, no matter
I think I have my brights on. Like, do they think my lights are too bright?
Who cares?
Not everyone knows what the language is.
But at least it's an alert of some sort. Hey, check your lights. There might be a speed trap, which I'm kind of against warning people about that. But or a deer or a crocodile or a meteor or an asteroid that didn't get blown up by NASA. Something.
But we have to guess as the one getting
who cares? It's caution.
Flashed.
You see caution tape on the side of the road. Are you like, is it a dead body? Is it? Are they digging up a water main?
It's always confused me, so I don't do it.
You never flash your lights?
No,
4169? Oh my gosh, I'd feel terrible if I didn't flash my lights and someone hit a deer after
two types of people. Those of us who are like, I'm not doing that.
And considerate people. I agree.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.